Deuteronomy chapter 13. If there arises among you a prophet, or a dreamer of dreams, and gives you a sign, or a wonder, and the sign or the wonder comes to pass, of which he spoke to you, saying, Let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, because the Lord Jehovah your God is testing you, to know whether you love the Lord Jehovah your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord Jehovah your God, and fear, revere him, and keep his commandments and obey his voice, and you shall serve him and cling to him. And that prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because he has spoken to turn you away from the Lord Jehovah your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, and redeemed you out of the house of slavery, to thrust you out of the way which the Lord Jehovah your God commanded you to walk in. So you shall put the evil away from the midst of you. If your brother, the son of your mother, or your son, or your daughter, or the wife of your bosom, or your friend, which is, as your own soul entices you secretly, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known, you nor your forefathers, namely, of the gods of the people who are all around you, near to you or far off from you, from the one end of the earth even to the other end of the earth. You shall not consent to him, nor listen to him, neither shall your eye pity him, neither shall you spare, neither shall you conceal him, but you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones that he die, because he has sought to thrust you away from the Lord Jehovah your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of slavery. And all Israel shall hear, and fear, and shall no more do any such wickedness as this is among you. If you shall hear it said in one of your cities, which the Lord Jehovah your God has given you to live there, saying, Certain men, the children of Belial, wickedness, have gone out from among you, and have withdrawn those who live in their city, saying, Let us go and serve other gods, which you have not known. Then you shall inquire, and make search, and ask diligently, and, if it is true, and the thing certain, that such abomination is done among you, you shall surely strike those who live in that city with the edge of the sword, destroying it completely, and all that is in it, and its cattle, with the edge of the sword. And you shall gather all its spoil into the midst of its street, and shall burn with fire the city, and every bit of its spoil, for the Lord Jehovah your God. And it shall be a pile of rubble forever, it shall not be rebuilt. And you shall hold on to none of the cursed things, that the Lord Jehovah may turn from the fierceness of his anger, and show you mercy, and have compassion upon you, and multiply you, as he has sworn to your forefathers, when you shall listen to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God, to keep all his commandments which I command you this day, to do that which is right in the eyes of the Lord Jehovah your God.